This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
You have really both camps. You have people who are absolutely hardcore fans of number one or number two, and it seems to be very hard for people to change their minds about that or come to embrace the other concerto with the same passion. You know, again, probably to do with the fact that they're two very different animals.
That's Alain Grimaud talking about the piano concertos of Johannes Brahms, which she recently recorded with conductor Andras Nelsons. The Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor was recorded live with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra at Munich's Hercules Hall. The Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major features Grimaud with the Vienna Philharmonic and Vienna's Musikverein. Grimaud says that this concept was carefully thought through.
This idea of, you know, two great orchestras, two great musical cities, and two great concert halls, not to be underestimated, especially in the case of the Musikverein in Vienna. We really felt that those added to this sense of creative dialogue.
These two concertos are the Mount Everest of the Romantic piano repertoire. Both are more than 50 minutes in length.
But what really I find more taxing with these two pieces is this this sort of emotional responsibility and the incredible range and the incredible density that is required both intellectually and emotionally when performing these two works.
Alain has always loved the first piano concerto, and this is the second time she's recorded it.
There was something so profoundly affecting about this incredible drama of life, and it was a sort of instant recognition. It's like my entire being was vibrating with the music. The entire development of that first movement is just life-altering, time-altering. I mean, this is something so magical about Brahms' music, too. Have you noticed how in the fast tempi, the music is never really fast, and in the slow tempi, it's never really slow either? It's something to do with the, you know, polyphonic texture of the music, which makes it that it, you know, it alters time, really. It's totally magical, that ability to suspend time in that way. And then, of course, the entire second movement is just transcendent. You have to be prepared for one of the most incredible journeys of your existence during these 50 minutes.
Brahms composed his second piano concerto in Vienna. Alain says this work is more Viennese, so performing it in Vienna's legendary Musikverein was a perfect fit.
It's a special kind of refinement, poetry, color to the sound, special kind of charm too, but something very, could you say, perhaps tender? Definitely less raw and primal than the D minor, that's for sure.
Johannes Brahms has created a magical journey in these two piano concertos, and as you listen, you may realize you've lost all track of time.
That's much too rare, because as human beings, first of all, we forget to be human beings. We are mostly human doings all the time. We are rarely totally one with what we do, because we tend to multitask and, you know, parallel think and parallel act. And those moments where all of this disappears and you're just one with yourself and with the moment, totally aligned, those moments are very rare and very precious.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.